Good morning. Good morning. Wake up HEC. And I know it's not Wake Up HEC anymore, but we still want people to wake up in the morning.
I guess so. Yeah.
Hoka Live Conversations. I think it's what we've Hoka Journal Live Conversations is what we've decided on. I know it's a mouthful. So we need to come up with a better name.
Maybe Hoka Live. I think that sounds pretty straightforward and to the point. We're in Howard County and we're live.
So Wake Up HEC. Maybe not lively, with Hoka Live. Here at Dragon Digital Radio.
Yeah.
We like that?
Yeah, just wake up, everyone.
I think you guys have seen this process of coming up with a name.
Yeah.
Live.
Don't we just yell wake up at them and then say, this is Hoka.
And we are in studio this morning talking about radio. And you guys are probably like, wait a minute, don't we hear you guys talk about radio pretty much every day?
Yes,
and are you guys like,
it's very clearly a growing industry right now.
Aren't you guys like on the radio?
Booming.
Yes,
right.
Booming.
It's a booming industry.
We're going to put podcasts out of business.
And we have a third person in the studio who brings us a different flavor to radio. And you might recognize, I might not even have to introduce you. You know, your voice might just...
You think, Chris, really?
I think so. Yeah, I think that here, you know, locally at least, you are, you know, somewhat of a personality.
You're making me blush, for real. I don't do this a lot. Usually I'm on that side of the microphone.
Right, right. And I have to say, like you, I prefer to be on this side. Like, I prefer to ask the questions, not to have to answer them. So I know how you feel this morning.
Very strange, yes. To be honest. And by the way, in case you don't know who I am, it's Priestley.
Yeah.
From another radio station. Can I say what radio station?
Absolutely.
Are you sure? Is it okay? Mix 106.5.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, right.
Don't tell anyone. Yeah.
So
we'll keep that under wraps.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I think the secret's out.
And, you know, he's here to talk to us about it. My kids wanted to come in, which
really?
I think you should think that's a huge honor because they were willing to wake up early, get ready, and come to work with
Why aren't they here, Chris?
They had a long night. So
what's their names?
It's Hillary and David.
What up, Hillary? Hi, David. I'm sorry you're not here. Maybe another time.
Maybe another time, yes.
I'm a Hoka boy, yes. So I'm here all the time.
Perfect.
I would love to come back if you don't hate me after this interview.
So, and you know, we listen to 106.5 when we're driving around. They love Mix 106.5.
Thank you.
And they really like, you know, your show. They like what you do. It gives them energy and it keeps them connected, I think, with some of the stuff that happens, you know, locally, because you talk about many different things.
Okay, now I'm never leaving, guys. I'm just moving in here. I found a new home. No, I appreciate that. And it's true.
And that's what I want to talk about.
Everything to the table.
Because, you know, one thing I have to say that I've personally always felt a little, I don't know, iffy, I guess, about commercial radio is that many times we just concentrate on we got to entertain people. And it's like, can we do a little more than just entertain? Because sometimes we, like, so I'm from Ecuador, and so I speak Spanish. And sometimes I listen to the radio stations in Spanish, and I'm like, can we talk about something a little more meaningful? Can we talk a little something about
something,
you know,
beyond
that might make me think a little bit? And
Ariana Grande and her licking donuts.
Yeah,
like, there's got to be more to the world.
Yeah. That's what I think. So tell me, how do you come up with your content and how do you combine the two? Because I think that's a huge challenge for
you. Got to find the balance.
Yeah, for somebody who's on commercial radio station, I think that, you know, we can get a little deeper on stuff and we can get a little more serious what we do here.
You do.
But with commercial, I feel like you have to sell.
You have to be mindful. You know what? I don't sell. I don't sell anything.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I'm always me. You know, and I do. I am blessed with tons of like endorsements from the local market around here. And because people know I don't just sell, in quotes. It's all real. It's all true. And that's the thing. Like, you talk about your children, David and Hillary.
Yeah.
I've got Jack, who's 12, and Parker and Olivia.
And I hear about them,
10.
And I hear about soccer, and I hear about
And that's
going
where they
practices.
Are right now. Right now is day one for camp.
Oh,
so they're over at Covington Park right now. Shout out, Sack. Shout out, Sack. I need more money because holy moly, is it expensive.
I know.
But that's real.
Yeah.
Because it was funny. I was talking to Brendan here, and he's like, you know, so radio, rich and famous. It doesn't work that way. It is so that's what I'm so sorry to burst your bubble, my friends. Like, when my kids' friends come over and they're just like, this is it? Is that like, sorry, this is my town
hall. Sorry to disappoint,
But again, getting back to it, how do you bring reality into entertainment into still keeping it real?
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I'm a real person. You will see me walking around Harris Teeter and King's Contrivance with the same hat on that everybody
That's how you can recognize him.
And it's me. And that's the thing, too. I'm like, at first, I was very uncomfortable being recognized.
And, you know, I was going to ask you a question about that because it's one thing that I know many I've heard so many radio hosts say that to me before. I went into radio because I am a shy person.
I'm super shy.
I've heard that from so many people. I'm in radio because I'm a really shy person and I don't want to be walking down the street and being stopped and talked to and recognized.
The paparazzi, you know, camping out in front of my house in the bushes. I'm kidding. It's never.
Sure, it gets old. Yeah.
Right. It's so funny because I have another job. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Here's the truth. In radio, multiple revenue streams are very important.
Okay.
You know, it keeps
That's what I've been told.
The dream alive. So again, back to local here. Yeah. Like I also host races for Ripid Events.
Okay.
You may know the Serpicos, Susie Serpico, Danny Serpico, wonderful people. They own this race company here, and I go out and I MC races for them. And it's so funny because people are like, you have a race this weekend? I'm like, yeah, 5K, 10K. They're like, and you run? I'm like, no, I run my mouth. Go, Chris. Go, me. Nice finish. Yes. Good time.
Yeah.
Like, but again, it's all about making money, hustling because of my family. And that's what brings it all together real. So then we get into more heavier subjects, such as like the school districts and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm putting together a town hall, which we're going to do next week with the Howard County Board of Education members, with some of the student union. I've got Colleen Morris, who's the president.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to discuss things that are going on in the community and why there's such a deficit in the school budget and where we got there. And
is this a personal thing, though? Is this like your personal footprint, or is this kind of like dictated by the industry?
No, this is all me. Nope. This is 100% me.
Cool.
Again, because I've been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in this. I went to Towson when it was Towson State from Long Island, okay, and I studied radio there. I then got involved in the radio station over there. Got some internships locally, believe it or not, with 92Q was my first radio station in the community, which I still love them.
Nice.
And that's kind of what it's all about. I grew up in radio here, but I grew up as a human.
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore.
So what did you start doing on those first internships? Were you just bringing coffee or you were actually doing stuff?
You know, they always talk about coffee. To be honest, at the queue, I wasn't even really let into the studios right away at first. So I did promotions and I learned how to cut banners there. Okay. And I learned how to, you know, just make an event represent the radio station.
And the reason I ask you that is because, you know, we take internships. We take students pretty much every semester here.
That's so great.
And I really try to give them hands-on opportunity because I've been where you have been, right? Where you really want to be in the studio and you really want to do all those things and you're a student and you're like, I can do all of that,
yes,
right? And you're full of energy.
And I'll do it for free.
Yeah. It's great when you actually have the opportunity to maybe learn the experience.
Right.
I've been blessed with internships. They actually make you do stuff that's, you know, pertinent to what you want to set out to learn.
It's true. Let me tell you,
yeah.
And it's interesting because internships back in the day were just for college credit. Yeah. However, nowadays, like, they're pay-for internships.
Mm-hmm. And
that program has really evolved because I believe a lot of work was being passed down onto the interns.
Right.
Now, that being said, the experience is phenomenal.
Absolutely. And you can create, you know, relationships with people, and that
Absolutely.
Might open up doors later that
and
you didn't
radio,
even foresee.
Networking is the key.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this. I roll my eyes. It's the truth, though. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
Yeah.
That being said, I was proud to say I knew nobody.
Hmm.
I was this just middle-class kid from Long Island, came here, studied radio. I did get lucky. Here was my break in radio, if you want to know. I was a travel camp counselor in Long Island.
Okay.
We went into Manhattan. It was... I think it was 93. It was just after the first World Trade Center bombing. But it was, you know, still standing and everything was strong. We went to visit it, and a radio station I grew up listening to was hosting a 70s luncheon concert series. Oh, cool. And there was this young, good-looking dude, AJ Hammer, who was hosting it. And I'm like, man, I want to be like that guy. That seems so cool. And my kids were like, you should go talk to him. And I said, no way. Uh-uh, I'm too shy. And the kids pushed me to talk to him and introduce myself. I'm getting chills. And AJ was just like, you know, so nice to meet you. I got a jet. So I'm like, okay, bye. No, but he was like, listen, my producer's name is George. Call him tonight. And he's like, I gave him the real name because Priestley's not my real name, and it's because I look like him.
We're not going to reveal.
We never reveal. No, although people in the community know, because when I do go to school or I go to the soccer field, I'm always like, I'm Jack's dad, I'm Olivia's dad, I'm Anthea's idiot husband. She's like, why do you say that? I was like, just it's the shtick, roll with it. But no, like I don't really go by the real name.
Okay.
I am all about Marvel and DC and Batman and Bruce Wayne or Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
It's good to have a little bit of mystery, you know, just adds a little intrigue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Honestly, I joke. The guy behind the mask, he's such a boring, grumpy dude because it's so hard to be happy all the time. My kids are like, Daddy, can I just sit on the couch and just chill?
Right.
That's my favorite thing in the world, to be honest.
Is it?
Sitting on the couch and chilling.
That's
love
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Love it, love it.
Feel that.
Now, you also write, though. It's not all right? It's not all just on the radio, on the
radio
microphone.
Radio has changed so much. Mm-hmm. I yell at my bosses all the time because they're like, you got to blog, blog, blog.
Why did they ask you to blog? How does it complement radio, and why is it important to do it? You know, for those who are listening.
We want to be honest. We want to be, you want the PC.
We're talking to the kids, really.
Well, all right. If we're talking to kids, then I like to keep it real.
Because it's their future. They want, you know, or maybe just kids. I mean, maybe somebody who's like, you know, I would like to try radio. I've been told that I have a good voice, because many times when you talk to people who want to go into radio, it's like, oh, you talk a lot and you have a good voice, you should go to radio.
True, yeah. They say that.
Maybe entails a little more than that.
So, you know, I mean, that's the people who I have in mind today, because I know that one of the national holidays around this week centers around radio. So I want to talk about the radio career. I want to talk about, you know, like really paint the picture for somebody.
To get into blogging then, the reason really why we blog is because, let's be real, terrestrial radio is an older medium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Streaming is the way of the future. It is what we see everywhere now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
In radio, I may play a dummy. However, you know, we all in radio play to be dumb, but we're not. We see the future. We know it. And a lot of it is all streaming. It's online. And blogging is an absolute component to the online stream. It's a great extra for when you're listening to something, to be able to have a visual component that goes alongside of it, something that could be compelling, because I was talking to Brandon, content is king.
Mm-hmm.
So you need content. Now, in my world, I get, if I'm lucky to talk, like, this is ridiculous. I get maybe 30 seconds between a record, or if we're playing the big fat question, that's where I get my whole 2 minutes of talk time. Woohoo! but here on the internet, I can get much more detailed.
Right.
I can be a lot more Priestley. I could do video. Because here's the thing. They want you to blog. They want you writing. And I'm like, guys, I went to school, believe it or not, for radio. People go to school and get paid, believe it or not, to write. Mm-hmm. They're two separate jobs.
Right.
My bosses are probably freaking out right now because I say this to their faces too. I'm like, why don't you pay me to do two jobs? But here's the thing, they don't. It's a part of your job now. And the other thing is, there's a revenue stream that goes alongside the internet.
Right.
There's those cool little banner ads and all those kind of things.
Right.
You want to generate clicks. That's part of our business now.
Right.
So we need you, please, to visit our website. It's important. Can I plug us?
Yeah, sure.
Mix1065baltimore.com. Please, because it really is. It's a huge area to where radio is going. And when you hear about podcasting, you know, blogging is a huge component of that.
Right.
Brent, he's rolling his eyes. We talk for a living. I don't like writing. And I'll tell you why I don't like writing. Mm-hmm. Because people on the internet are brutally rude, mean, and are the grammar police, and make me feel like I am the world's biggest idiot. I like to use dot, 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 and just, you know, pregnant
thoughts. I'm a dot, dot, dot person too, yeah.
Awesome.
I am.
We're radio people.
People a little bit, sorry to interrupt, but like people a little older than me always use the ellipses for like, synonymously
God bless you.
With it.
Like you said comma. An ellipses? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Zoom tight. But they use it like synonymously with like a comma. Like my mom, but it kind of like it suggests like an awkward pause.
To me, it's like I'm still thinking or there's more developing.
It's like, it's kind of like a, okay.
That's my dot, dot, dot.
Right.
Yeah. There's a bit of a little gap, I think, between generational
usage. But that's because there's rules associated with, as you were saying, with grammar, where the three dots have a meaning.
Yes.
And we are definitely not using it in the way that it's meant to be.
I am not grammatically correct
exactly.
You know, and I don't claim to be. And I got into radio. And for the, hey, I talk up records for a living, like Bruno Mars and Justin Timberlake and things like that. Do you think that... First off, mad respect to authors, writers.
Absolutely.
There will be one day a Priestley book, and it's going to have a lot of dot, 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 so just deal with it, people. And it's going to make a
great
movie. Is it
going to have emojis, too?
Let me tell you, it's funny you say that. Emojis, that's a good idea. Maybe we do the whole book in emojis. I don't know. Would the millennial generation dig that better?
I don't think so. I think they find that a little too much.
I think they need words and emojis, words and emojis. If you have the right combination, that might go.
All right. See, this I shout out Traffic Nate. Okay, he does my traffic. He's live in studio with
me. He does your traffic. He does the morning.
He does everybody. Let me tell you, this guy lives a rough life.
How is that job? Well, that's what, you know, and that was another question.
Talk about wanting it. You got to want it. He wants it. He was an intern, okay, who then got an opportunity to be a board op.
Okay.
And then Nate, he's going to kill me for saying this, but he's really, really, really good at doing impressions.
Okay.
So he does these.
Oh, we should do a show of just impressions now.
Oh, I'd love that. I can do a couple decent.
I gotta bring you Nate back and just, you know,
list. We'll do it. We always joke. This is the truth. Going back even to like when it was Priestley and Jen, the original show that brought me here, gosh, almost 9 years, 8 years ago. The show behind the show is 10 times better than the one you hear coming through the speakers, always. But again, Nate's my millennial.
Okay.
He's my helper. He's my buddy. He's the one who
he sounds old, though. His voice.
He's my oldest friend. He's 26 years old, but let me tell you, the guy is 10 times older than me. He's more mature.
Sounds really, yeah, he sounds.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. He's
I would
baby.
Have never guessed he's 26 based on his voice.
He's a baby.
Nice.
He's not my buddy. I do. And I mean, to me, it's an honor. Like, I don't ever look at myself as a mentor. I'll be honest. I'm going to be 45 in October. I'm an old. He's like, what?
You can get that one?
Yeah, exactly. They grow you guys that old. But yeah, I, you know, and everyone's like, but you're so young and so vivacious.
Right,
and
right.
I got a great job that keeps me young. But honestly, I've always been, it's funny, an old soul inside. But I mean, the world, life is too short and you better appreciate every second of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I tell my kids this all the time. If you're not helping, you're doing the opposite.
Right, absolutely.
And we don't do that.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
So, no, it's kept me young. Not my hair, but
so, you
Nate
know,
keeps me grounded in the grammar world where he does a lot of my editing and things like that, getting back to blogging. See, you can see I can't
get everywhere. So you need somebody to kind of keep you just, you know, correcting there, like an editor.
Please.
Everybody needs an editor.
You know what, and in this world, Chris, everybody needs a social media person.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That's a job that was not even existent. 5, 6, 8 years ago, I think is when I first started seeing social media as its own position.
It's a lot of work.
It's full time. It really is.
Behind the mic and do what we do. And again, and woe is me. I mean, I have the best job on the planet. I do. But honestly, when I'm doing afternoons there, I don't have any help. Like, there is nobody there to answer my phones. There's nobody there to take my meter readings. There's nobody there to monitor news, weather. Mm. I got Nate for traffic.
Right.
Thank you, Nate. It's so funny. I used to laugh when I first joined the station and I was working with a co-host, Jen, and she would do the big fat question all the time. Mm. And it'd be like, all right, 5:10, big fat question. So around 4:30, be like, Jen, 4:30, we got the big fat question, 5:10. Heads up. Okay. 10 to 5. Jen, big fat question coming up. You got anything? I'll get it. 5:08. Priestley and Jen, how we're early. Oh, beep. But that's the thing. Like, now it's all me. And it's, yeah. There's no Priestley and Jen. Yeah. It's just, right. I'm like, I need a big fat question. It gets kind of crazy like that. A lot of juggling going on.
Well, and the content, you know, the content for the big fat question. And I know you were talking about, you have to talk about Bruno Mars and all of the artists and stuff. Where do you get it all from? Because, I mean, I'm sure they're not calling you and telling you, hey, Priestley, you know, this is what's up in my life.
Of course they are. So that- Are you kidding me? Kevin, Nick, and Joe are my buddies.
Every day.
Never worked
every
at a radio
morning.
Station, like a real radio station.
So there's got to be a lot
Wait, hold
of
on
research.
One Brittany, I can't talk right now. Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of research involved. There's got to be a lot of digging
dad.
Up. And it's there's got to be, you know, so are you hooked on social media? Do you have, like, special sources that are only available to radio people or?
Well, no.
See, I mean, that's the thing.
I live and breathe this stuff. And I guess that's what is maybe the juice that still keeps me youthful. Summer's been exhausting because typically I wake up at around like 7:15, 7:30, believe it or not, and it's to say goodbye to the kids.
Mm.
I got to say bye to Jack, who's in middle school. Parker and Olivia, I got to, you know, get them out. Parker was funny because he would always, my wife works in Howard County.
Okay.
So Olivia and Anthea would always go to school early together. Parker was a lot like daddy and he's the couch potato. So we drag our feet to the bitter end. However, this year I'm a little sad because they're both fifth graders and they're going to be the monitors. So they're all going in early.
Very early.
Which means daddy says goodbye, have a nice day, cup of coffee, hangs with Benji, and we go straight to TV. Which means, seriously, we bounce between all the morning shows, Good Morning America, Today Show, CBS. And then I love Kelly and Ryan.
Okay.
I think they do a really great show. I was very skeptical when Ryan first came in, but wow, they've got a great program. I'll bounce around to the news networks, all of them, just to see what is trending, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, a litmus test. What is the universe feeling like? I don't know if you ever heard of the term empath, but
yeah.
If you haven't, look it up. That is the bane of my existence. I never knew that word until a few years ago when one of my listeners called me up and said, Priestley, this is Ida. Shout out Ida. And she's like, you are an empath. I'm like, what does that mean? You know, I'm not that stupid. She's like, no. She's like, it's someone who has an extreme antenna for feeling others' feelings.
Mm.
And there are these tests out there you could take and whatnot. And I took them and I was off the charts and it really kind of freaked me out. And again, being like, it says it's like being a superhero, which kind of, you know, like, ooh. I've gotten away from studying it a little bit, but reflecting and feeling what's going on. And I'll tell you, like, that's what I do. Like, I used to be a program director. I used to be a music director. Right now I'm just the afternoon drive guy. But something about music touches me inside. And I don't know how, I don't know why, but like, get these goosebumps. And every time, it's a number one hit.
Really?
I'll never forget a few years ago, you may have heard this song, Fight Song by Rachel Platten.
I vaguely remember it.
Maybe.
No, well, I did remember it, yeah.
She,
I really liked it. I really
liked it. My boss, Dave Labrosi, he was given the song by a record person. That, you know, where do I get my inside stuff? I definitely do label people. I've been friends with them for over 20 years. So when there's something cracking, I heard Shawn Mendes' new music weeks before it came out. And stuff
okay.
like that. They trust me. And it's so funny because a lot of times there's these stupid papers you got to sign. And if you leak the information,
you
owe us $5 million. I was like, right, because I've got that in a pocket. so hey, I'll just sign it.
Right.
Be my guest. Good luck finding it. But it's... I lost my train of thought. So we were saying Shawn Mendes.
And like Rachel Platten.
Rachel Platten. So Dave played me the song. And it was right before one of my most favorite events we do is the Johns Hopkins Children's Center, the Radiothon.
Yeah.
And I was the music director, and I was looking for this song that I felt would resonate, that would reflect what the kids are going through, what the audience could feel.
Oh, that's like a perfect song for that. Absolutely.
I got the chills right now.
Absolutely.
You know, you hear it. This is my fight song.
Yeah.
So anyway, but she hadn't even signed yet. And I Dave played the song for me. And right there, I mean, I started crying. I literally started crying. I mean, I got goosebumps. I'm like, Dave, this is... He's like, stop it, Priestley. You know, that's not funny. I'm like, I'm not kidding, dude. I'm like, I'm going to go play it right now. He's like, well, let's go talk to Maria. So we go talk to Maria Dennis.
Yeah.
And she's like, Maria, she had recently taken on cancer and won. Mm. So when she heard it, she was like, oh my God, she started crying. I'm like, see? Told you so. So anyway, I was like, dude, I want to play this on my show. And he said, no. I was like, wait a minute. He's like, we got to get permission. You can't just play it. He's like, this is like, you know, an unfinished piece,
blah, blah, blah.
I said, okay. I got Rachel Platten's email. I reached out to Rachel. I said, Rachel, this is Priestley from Baltimore. Just curious. I freaking love your song. Would you let me please play it? Oh, my God. She writes me back. She sends me a finished copy. Hey, Dave. All right, fine. I'm going to play this.
It's kind of hard to argue with the artist giving you permission at that point.
Yup. And then, like, I think it was between 2 weeks to 2 months later, she got picked up by a record label. Oh, and the song got huge. And this is just one of
them. That's a beautiful story.
Bunch of stories.
That
I mean,
so
like,
nice.
I've been, and again, there's just something I feel, and I can't explain it, but I absolutely love it.
So we're running out of time on our broadcast here.
We can
stay, you know, we can definitely stay on Facebook, but just closing words, I guess, for everybody who might be listening to us right now and might be considering radio. And, you know, we've talked about some of the challenges and kind of like burst bubbles a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
But I mean,
it's
you
hard.
Continue to do it. Right.
But my closing words, I live them on the air every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag never give up. If you want it, you go for it. You don't let anybody tell you you can't do it, because you can do it. And if I could do it, anybody could do it.
So, and you know, funny that you say that. You actually, as I was looking for through your page, I guess on Mix 106.5, you say that a lot. If I can do it, or if I can get it, if I got this, then you can get it. Why? Why is that so important? And why does that resonate with you so much? I mean, there are people who look up to you, right? But you're really
weird.
Like bringing it down. You're like basically saying,
I'm a regular dude. I am. I am so far from perfect. I look in the mirror every day, and I'm so unhappy with so many things that I could be better at, try harder for. And you know what? I'm walking this earth, so that's what I got to keep doing, trying harder. You did good yesterday. Do better tomorrow.
Hmm.
You know, do better today. And then do even better tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the truth. It's hard. It's exhausting. I'm not going to lie, but it's worth it.
So I love that. And I love that we're leaving everybody listening to us. If you want to continue to join the conversation, join us on Facebook, Dragon Digital Radio. But just remember that we are all humans. We're all here together, and we just got to try our best.
Please.
So have a wonderful Monday, and we will be back on Wednesday.
We'll see you then, guys.
All right, so we're off the broadcast, but we're going to continue here.
But you can still see us.
So Brendan's mom says that she loves your superhero power.
Oh, thank you, Brendan's mom. Mwah.
And we have somebody, Jennifer Lake. She just sends you a heart.
Who's that? Jennifer Lake?
Jennifer Lake, yeah.
Hi, Jennifer Lake.
So we kind of talked about podcasting, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, we can go.
You have time?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's one thing that we do, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's something that we do.
Tell an old dog a little bit about this world of podcasting.
So,
people say I should do it, but I don't even know it.
Well, it's all the rage.
You know what's really interesting is that podcast has, and there's different ways that you can go about it. And the way that we go is mostly conversation, is mostly Q&A kind
Love
of thing.
It.
So
yep.
That's mostly what we do. And we're doing local stuff, and we're really trying to connect with the community. That's kind of like where our station's going.
It's
but
beautiful.
A lot of the podcasts are what they're doing, and many of the very, very, very successful ones, they're more creative.
All
and
right.
I think maybe that's where people tell you that maybe you should do something like that. So they're more creative. They're more also opinion based.
Yeah, they steer a little bit away from that objectivity and kind of make it seem like a little bit of a personal, like they're having a personal conversation with you.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of how I do my radio interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, matter of fact, it's funny. I was looking at my email over the weekend, which, yes, you have to look at your email over the weekend, too. My boss, Tom, he's like, dude, we need you to, Lauren Daigle. You familiar with Lauren Daigle?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to be over at Meriwether, I think, next Monday.
Oh, how great.
So I've got to book an interview with her, and we're going to be talking to Lauren Daigle. So, I mean, like, that's how I like to talk to them as if it's – they're just people because guess what?
As humans. And
they
that's,
are.
That's exactly. Yeah. And that's what I like, too, is, like, you know, we get so caught up in the star, you know, power, and it's like, oh my gosh, and we see them as something so far above and beyond,
which is cool.
Which
I
they've earned, you know, they've earned, you know, their status with their work, but
they're
still humans,
saving lives.
No, they're not.
They're still humans.
They're
exactly.
still humans. And again, like, and that's another thing. Like I mentioned on the radio interview, how I work with the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Okay, and the radiothon. That to me is one of the greatest things I get to do. Put the politics aside, I got to work with Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, the Dr. Ben. Let me tell you, miracle hands, man.
He actually did brain surgery on my friend, apparently.
No kidding.
He told me, years ago when he was a kid.
Because of the job, I have a cousin from Long Island who was able to get seen by Dr. Ben Carson.
Wow.
Came all the way from New York here, and she is thriving and doing well.
Wow.
But there are so many others. And that's my point. We're real lucky to do what we do, but the stakes are very, very, very low.
Absolutely.
Very, very low. What's the worst thing I could say? Drop a cuss word on the air, and that would be a fine of, you know, could be a lot of money and maybe lose my job. But that's probably like the darkest thing that I could have ever imagined. These people are working on human beings' lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that's where I keep my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We got a cool job.
Yeah.
And
you get
joke.
To meet people who many people dream of, right, of meeting,
but,
and you get to talk to them.
Believe it or not, Chris, a lot of them have the mentality that we do too. They're like,
well, and
I don't get why people put me up here. I'm just doing what I love. Do what you love. You know, and hopefully the money will be there in the end. It may not be. I'm not going to lie. Like, I got to my – people will say, I made it to the top of the mountain. I got to do Z100 New York, which is the radio station I grew up on. And let me tell you, that is the number one radio station in America, in my personal opinion. I know people in L.A. would argue with Kiss FM. I was there too. Shout out Sean Valentine. I got to work on Z100. You know, and to me, it's like, it's not always about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey, and it's about appreciating everything. I could say that I got to work on Z100. I looked out the window, and believe it or not, when I worked at Z, which was opposite the World Trade Center, this was just post 9/11. I watched Ground Zero.
Wow.
I did. True story, if we got the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was working for B102.7. It was 2001. It was in September. It was, let's see, the 11th was Tuesday. Monday's the 10th. Sunday's the 9th. Saturday's the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
That Friday evening before the 8th, I was told I had a mandatory meeting for B102.7, and we all had to come in on a Saturday morning. I was like, this doesn't feel right. So I ended up, long story short, I got fired that Saturday morning because they flipped formats.
Wow.
Yeah. And I went, I've never been fired from anything in my life. That was an interesting moment. So ironically, my mother was in town visiting me. So that was kind of cool because I was just like, I had, you know, a shoulder to cry on, so to speak.
Yeah.
I had my girlfriend also to cry on. But I wrote an email to the program director of Z100 New York, who to this day I still hold in the highest of regards, Tom Pullman. And he wrote me back that Saturday within 20 minutes. I can't believe they did that to you, Priest. We know who you are, and we would love to have you come up here. Do me a favor. Call me Tuesday morning after Elvis and the Morning Show. And Tuesday morning was 9/11.
Wow.
And Tuesday morning was when it happened at about 8:45. you know, 8:45. And I remember my mom calling me from Long Island in a panic saying, wake up, we're under attack kind of thing. It was crazy.
Right. So where were you?
I was in bed in White Marsh, okay. You know, on the bottom of the world, because I was number one nights in Baltimore. Yeah. Things were awesome. And the general manager at the time said to me that Friday night before, Priest, you got nothing to worry about. You're the number one night guy. We got a morning show. We got a meeting tomorrow morning. You'll find out what's going on. He had to keep my head on so I could still do my show.
Yeah.
And he did his job. And I love the guy. And we're still good. But I wasn't okay. And then Tuesday morning, the world changed.
Yeah.
There was no phone call to Z100. There was, you know, they had to evacuate. They witnessed it. I mean, Chris, like the way you could be the World Trade Center. Chris is opposite me if you're seeing this. You were the Hudson River, and this was the view we had.
Wow.
It was surreal. So then a month later, like I'm unemployed. Growing a beard, feeling like Dave Letterman, right? And the phone rings, and it says WHTZ, New York. And I'm just like, hello? And the other voice on the phone was Tom. He's like, this is Tom Pullman calling for Priestley. May I speak with Priestley, please?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Tom, it's me. How are you? He's like, I hope you didn't think we forgot you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was, and I'm just like, are you okay? No, we're not okay. And we need you to bring your sunshine to New York.
Wow.
Oh.
That was it. And I mean, they brought me up and I did a very brief interview and I got hired like that and trained that day and went back to Baltimore and was back like 5 days later. All by myself in Z100. They told me they were going to have a phone out there and somebody to hold my hand, and nobody was there. But you never give up.
Wow.
Sink or swim. And yeah, I took on New York up there. And I mean, again, satellite radio and it just, but Baltimore has always been home. It started here. And I hope it ends here. I don't want it to end anytime soon.
Right.
you know, the future is giant. Look at this. We could do so much now from our computer right here.
Yeah, absolutely. From your phone.
From your phone. Such a part of my life.
Yeah.
And it's, as a parent too, it's like, put down the phone. Enough screen time. Get outside. But yet it's like, but you're sitting there, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
And they remind me to put it down because you got to disconnect too.
Yeah. So. And you got to connect with them because otherwise we get lost in our work. We get lost in the social media.
And if I don't connect with them, then I'm going to have nothing but baloney content that the world is all talking about that may or may not be real. Let me tell you, that to me I find is the most difficult of the job, vetting out the right and wrong.
Yeah.
There is so much, I hate to use the term fake news, but there is so much just baloney out there.
It's true. No,
it
really
is.
And it looks so real, though. There's so many websites out there. They've done a really good job.
Because it's so easy.
And it's really advertisement, and it's really, you know, and it's just
made up. Talk about the generational gap. I mean, my Jack, who's 12 years old, is putting together videos and movies that blow my mind.
Yeah.
And they can develop websites.
Right.
They make things that I'm like, what? Can you do a website for Daddy?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't. And it's you really got to be smart.
So how do you balance? Because, you know, we just talked about the social media, but you also said you got to answer your phone and your email on the weekend.
All
so
the time.
And now you're recognized because you're wearing the hat, so people recognize you.
I'm going to take the hat off and be invisible, which is so weird. It's like... Where'd he go?
Yeah, where did he go? But so how do you balance that with your life? And I know that many times in your show, you bring your family and you talk
always
about your family and you go to the movie premieres and you take your kids with you and you blog and you take pictures and all of that.
I love it.
Do they like that? Do they like to be so, because, I mean, they're getting recognized.
I never asked them. No.
That's a conversation to have then.
I know, I'm kidding. You know, and actually, because I've grown up this way, people have said, you know, what do they mind? And no, they don't mind at all. If they did, I absolutely would have no problem honoring that.
Yeah.
I'd have to talk about it. Like, that'd be like, you know what? Parker doesn't want to be on. That's the one who's always going to be on it. but they all, they're a lot different than me growing up. Mm. I was super shy. My parents were a lot different than the way my wife and I are.
Yeah.
So they don't mind. They, some like it more than others, you know, and if they don't want to per se jump on it, that's fine. Here's a little secret, nothing major, but you know, like those are my podcasts, I guess, if you consider it the hashtag PFR, we call them around the house, Priestly Family Review.
Nice.
you know, where we talk about the movies. They are so much fun to do. And the cool thing is, I tell the kids, like, guys, Daddy can edit this.
Mm-hmm.
So they aren't necessarily on the spot, like, where they have to perform. And
yeah.
I'll be like, hey, if you mess up what you're saying or something like that, it's okay. Daddy will clip it out for you.
Yeah.
You know, no worries. So I clean it up. I will say, they're getting better and better every time.
Right. Well, because they're being exposed to it.
Totally.
And this, yeah. It's the beauty about, like you were saying, the generational, you know, the coming generation, things that we had to go to school for 4 years to just kind of develop a sense of how it worked. They've mastered. By the time they're in middle school, they've already mastered. Which is incredible.
And that's why for me, I mean, me and my wife, we kind of have a little of this because she is very. My wife was born in Australia, and people not from America seem to have a different mentality
yes.
than us Americans. I will tell you this because her best friend is German, and I am in the middle of you. I'm like, come on, get.
Yes, very yes, different.
We are different, and that's very. Okay, but different makes the world go around.
Absolutely.
As long as we respect one another. That being said, I grew up with technology, even though it wasn't what you had. I didn't have anything like this.
Right.
I can't believe it was like in fourth grade, was my first experience with a computer, period, end mm-hmm. of discussion. Yeah. And it was making this little triangular cursor draw a line. We called it a turtle. that was it. That was it. Whereas you're right. Now they come in, they know everything. That's a curse because even though you think you know everything, you may not know everything. And worse, the old dogs don't like that you think you know everything.
Right.
They don't.
Yeah.
It took us a long time to learn things that, you know what, that we still may not truly understand. And that's where respect and patience is two values that are completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
When I am Daddy Priestley, it is about being kind. It is about being respectful. Mind your manners. You know, elders, they may not always be right. And that's cool. And don't expect them to be either.
Right.
But don't disrespect them.
Right.
And, you know.
And listen, because even though they might be wrong, there might be something of value, you know, in what they're saying that you may not have thought of before. Right. There might be something there that could maybe propel something different.
100%.
That just fixes everything or just, you know.
Listening.
Exactly.
Has gotten lost.
Yeah.
People don't listen. They only hear what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that to me is a sign for like when I interview, like I think a lot of times you need to not talk mm-hmm. as an interviewer.
Right.
And you know, you just listen. A lot of people aren't listening. They're just spewing. And like for my kids, it's like, you need to be respectful.
Absolutely.
These are things that have gotten lost. So for my millennial friends who come in kicking down doors thinking, we know this and pay us everything, slow down. I get it. I feel you. Slow down.
Absolutely.
It's real. It doesn't really work that way. And that's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be the best thing in the world either. For you know, I think to the old dogs, you need to listen.
Everybody needs to listen. It's an equation where everybody,
you know,
everybody needs to listen.
Again, I don't want to get political at all. But when you look down in D.C., and this is all I'm going to say about this, because I have a lot of strong opinions about mm-hmm. it, but I am not privileged to share those with my audience. That's not what people come to Priestley for. Mm-hmm. We're here for fun. We're here for levity. We're here for smiles.
Yes.
That's it. That being said, I do feel that DC in the whole stop listening.
Mm-hmm.
They need to listen. I see a lot of older people down there, you know? Just that's one. That's the only generalization I'll give. They're older. They're older than me. They don't want change. You need to change.
Well, change is scary.
Change is, it's necessary.
Yeah, it's scary. We don't know what it's like, and we have this idea of what it's going to be
I hate change.
And but many it's times, necessary. I mean, many times, exactly. Most times than not, it brings good stuff.
And that it's true. And you know, sometimes it may not be. It could expose some bad stuff too. But we have to grow and change and deal with it and be patient, not expect things to change overnight. But I mean, that's it. We got to listen to one another.
And within our communities, I love what you said before, respect. Yes. And
it's gotten away.
Yeah. We got to be able to listen to each other, respect each other.
It's okay to be different.
It's totally okay to be different.
It's great to be different. That's what the country, as far as when I was a kid, we studied, that's what it was, a melting pot.
Yeah. So can we go back to talking? Can we go back to sharing our opinions and be okay with having different opinions and still continue to have some sort of relationship? It's okay if you don't want to be my friend, but let's continue to be okay with the fact that you have an opinion and I might have a very different opinion on the matter, but we are still here together. And it's totally fine. So
it's what the world needs. I mean, that's why, to be honest, I do kind of enjoy my job, because I can focus on what Justin Bieber is doing or Haley Baldwin, and not necessarily what's going on the main headlines.
Yeah.
Because again, getting back to the empath thing.
Yeah.
It hurts. Like these past few years have been, they're kind of sickening.
But I have to say, the reason why I think it's such a cool thing and that you called it a superpower, you know, empathy, I think it's what we need a little more of, right? Not just to sympathize with people, but to actually empathize with them, because then we can really try to understand where they're coming from and connect to that instead of just, oh, I understand where you're coming from, but you're wrong, right?
Right.
If we really try to put ourselves in that situation, then I think we can really get back to that respect and that understanding that we need so much. And then we can really be better human beings and just better with each other.
And more of a global society, because that's truly the direction where the future is going.
Absolutely.
I mean, people could be watching us all over the world right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Could be. Absolutely.
And you're laughing, but it's serious. No, and
the only reason I laugh is because I know that some of our listeners are in the Netherlands, are in Germany. They are in Ecuador, obviously.
I was going to say Ecuador.
In Colombia. So I know for a fact that, you know, we are being listened worldwide.
Oh, and I can tell you, if this, because it's being shared on my Facebook page, I know I've got family in Australia. Due to my time on satellite radio, I have so many military family out there. Mwah to everybody doing that. All over the world, people.
Absolutely.
We are a global society now. And that's truly direction of the world. And again, I just like the division. It's not.
It has to stop.
It's going to stop. Because you know what? I truly believe overall, good conquers evil.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I am. It goes back to superheroes.
Sadly, evil.
And Marvel and DC.
Sadly, evil has better effects, better special effects, and it shows more.
It
you
can
know
be
than
it's
good.
More flashy,
right. Yeah. It's more flashy, mm-hmm. but good. Good really comes at the end, and it's
patience,
just it's the most powerful of all.
It'll outlast it.
It will.
Yeah.
It really will. You know. Never give up.
Absolutely.
I mean that. And the other thing that I always say is, and I know my wife cringes every time I say it, but it's say what you mean what you say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So like my kids are watching. Yeah. They're saying hello.
What's up? I wish you guys were here.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
And yes, and we have Jennifer Lake saying yes also. Thank you everybody for listening. And we do have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, it's been wonderful to have you here in our studio. Really appreciate
it. Pleasure's been truly mine.
Great. Hopefully not the last time.
Thank
so.
You. Please, you got my email, you know where to find me, and I'm only around the corner here, so
sounds
what up,
great.
Hoco?
Awesome.
Is it Hoco Live?
Hoco Live.
We are Hoco Live.
Yes.
I like it.
So
We're only going to change it 10 more times. We got it.
Yep, we got it. So thanks, everybody, for listening, for watching, and we will be back on Wednesday. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And
bye, guys.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up. Have a good one.